This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Last month, the New Zealand Antarctic Heritage Trust posted 22 pictures on its website. Now, they don't look like much of anything at first. They're kind of gray, a little mold on the edges. But consider that these photos were frozen in Antarctic ice for almost 100 years. And, you know, they look pretty good, considering that. The pictures were taken back in 1915 by members of Ernest Shackleton's Ross Sea Party expedition. The party was a key part of Shackleton's plan to cross the Antarctic. Shackleton is famous for saving the entire crew of the ill-fated Endurance, and that was a great story. Well, the Ross Sea Party had its own hair-raising adventures on the Antarctic ice, and it's one that did not turn out quite as well for all the explorers. Here to tell us about the newly restored photos and that Ross Sea Party is Kelly Tyler Lewis. She is the author of the book, The Lost Men, the harrowing saga of Shackleton's Ross Sea Party. Welcome to Science Friday.
It's good to speak with you, Ira.
Our number, if you want to call us and get in on the conversation, is 844-724-8255. That's 844-SciTalk. You can also tweet us at SciFri, S-C-I-F-R-I, or go to our website at sciencefriday.com and join the commenting going on there. Tell us how these photos were found. It seem incredible.
Well, the photos are an incredible time capsule. As you mentioned, they were found by conservators for the New Zealand Antarctic Heritage Trust. They've been working on a major restoration project since 2002 called the Ross Sea Heritage Restoration Project. They are actually painstakingly conserving four major expedition huts that were built by early expeditions at the turn of the last century in Antarctica, the first kind of foothold on Antarctica. And the hut they were working in was the Cape Evans hut that Scott's expedition built for his attempt to reach the South Pole for the first time. And the Ross Sea Party also lived there from 1914 to 1917. Conservators found last year and earlier this year in a small box at Cape Evans cellulose nitrate sheet negatives, which were somewhat deteriorated, but considering they were 99 years old, were in astounding condition. And with the phenomenal effort of one of the conservators, the photographic conservator Mark Strange, they were cleaned and separated, and the images consolidated and then scanned with a digital scanner. And then the digital positive, the print images that you can actually view online now, were generated digitally. So they were processed in a computer, more or less.
Now, we've all heard of the famous Shackleton expedition in which he saved all his colleagues. Even though he was on a boat for 800 miles, his ship was lost. This is a different expedition, right? This was something else.
This was part of the same expedition. It was called the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition. And what sometimes gets lost is the fact, with such an enormous undertaking, this first crossing of the Antarctic continent, 1,500 miles, most of it through uncharted territory, it's not something that Shackleton would be able to accomplish alone with the 27 men of the Endurance. He sailed south from South America. And he also sent a second ship called the Aurora south from New Zealand to sail into the opposite side of the Antarctic continent. And their charge was to lay a lifeline of supply depots for Shackleton, 4,500 pounds of supplies over the last third of his route, so that they could accomplish the trip, reach the South Pole. At that point, they planned on slaughtering the dogs for further food, and then empty-handed, they could just carry on to the coast, picking up these supplies that the Ross Sea Party had cached for them, and then join the Ross Sea Party and sail triumphantly home to civilization aboard the Aurora.
But that's not what happened.
The men sailed into McMurdo Sound in the Ross Sea and disembarked and started building the supply depots, and immediately found it was literally tough sledding, that they were pulling 1,000-pound sledges. Sometimes they could only pull them a matter of hundreds of yards in a day. It was debilitating for the men, and they realized soon that it was going to be a tall order. It became even worse when the ship, which was moored offshore near the hut where the photos were found, with most of the supplies for their expedition, was caught in a gale with 90-mile-an-hour winds, so powerful that it tore the seven steel cables and anchors out of the shore, tore the ship out of its moorings, where it became trapped in ice. And at the same moment the Endurance was beset, the Aurora was also caught in pack ice and drifting northwesterly. Wow. With no power to get back.
No rudder, no way to steer it, nothing like that?
It was imprisoned, and they had 9 days of coal, and so they didn't want to waste the coal in a futile effort against the ice that would fail. So they thought that they would try to drift to land and then march back with supplies.
So you had this group of people who were left behind off the ship, still on the ice, and their mission was to lay out those supplies for Shackleton, who was on the other side of the continent. And did they continue to do that, or did they say, hey, let's group together, eat the food, and wait for a rescue?
Well, the good news was that they had unloaded Shackleton supplies. The bad news is that they were planning on using the ship as a tender, and so most of their supplies were aboard the ship. So most of those 10 men only had the clothing they stood up in. Sleds, stoves, provisions were all still aboard the ship. However, even in this state, they believed that Shackleton's life and the life of the men with him was in their hands. So they resolved to execute their mission anyway, and they searched Scott's hut and found provisions that he'd left behind in 1912, and started digging behind the hut and found discarded tents, cotton canvas tents, which they started cutting up and sewing into clothing. There were damaged fur sleeping bags that were thrown into the dump that they cut up and made into boots. They built stoves out of discarded stove parts and cobbled together some sleds from the broken sledges. And then, dressed like this, they marched into the interior of the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't all march out, did they?
No. One man died in the process. They were successful in their mission. They did drag 4,500 pounds of supplies into position for Shackleton, and in the process marched 1,400 miles in this makeshift clothing.
They didn't get into his supplies that they were laying down. They were waiting for Shackleton to come back. Little did they know that Shackleton was having his own problems on the other side of the continent.
And that the mission had been aborted, and that he would never attempt that crossing. But they believed that his life was in their hands, and they were fulfilling their mission.
So let's continue with the story. They fulfill their mission, and they're sitting there waiting for him to come back and rescue them.
Yes. And they thought that there was no hope of rescue until at least 1916, because that's when Shackleton thought that he would emerge from the Antarctic. And so they eked out an existence, a very primitive existence, slaughtering seals and penguins for food, and continued on, although they did become... They did believe that there was no hope of rescue. Hmm. And meanwhile, the saga of the ship became their salvation.
Even though it had broken off of its moorings and it was floating in the ice out there.
Well, while the men were laying the supply depots, the ship was swept north with a northwesterly current in the Ross Sea. And it was swept north for 11 months. The rudder was actually torn out by the ice, and on many occasions with the ice pressure, it was threatened with the same fate as the Endurance.
Right, getting
but
crushed.
But the ship getting crushed and sinking in the ice. But it eventually reached open water, and this is where the seamanship of the first officer, Joseph Stenhouse, came into play. He managed to maneuver the ship into open water, and they also had an 18-year-old wireless operator on board who was... planning on using the wireless just to communicate with field parties, just with a range of 200 miles. It had never worked, but during this drift, Lionel Hook worked on the wireless and reconfigured it to transmit 1,000-plus miles.
Wow.
And the moment they hit open water, he started transmitting for any station that would listen, and the message was picked up by the southernmost station in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. And is that how Shackleton learned about what happened to them eventually?
Well, simultaneously with this, Shackleton is making his 800-mile boat journey to South Georgia Island.
Right.
The Aurora, with the ship's crew, managed to make it into port in New Zealand with assistance, and they immediately started trying to refit the ship and mount a rescue expedition to go back to the Antarctic to help the 10 men who were ashore. About a month after they arrived in port, the message came from the Falkland Islands that Shackleton, the Endurance, had sunk, that Shackleton had embarked on this incredible odyssey to save his men there, and he too was reaching out for help and attempting to mount rescue missions to save the men of the Endurance.
So at what point in this saga were the photos taken that were discovered?
The conservators feel that the photos were taken in 1915, and knowing their movements, I could narrow it down and say I think it was between January 14th and the 25th. So this was when the Ross Sea Party's ship was first sailing south into historic McMurdo Sound. So when we look at the photos, we're sharing their first exhilarating glimpses of these storied landmarks that they had only read about in the very first thrilling days of reaching their destination.
Mm-hmm. And what are in the photos? So they, I imagine, like a tourist, if they're exhilarated, they're shooting a lot of pictures of ice, right?
Yes. Well, they're landmarks that featured in the narratives of Scott. Mm-hmm. So Tent Island and the Hut Point Peninsula, the Cape Evans Hut. Well, right. Cape Evans Hut is not pictured there, but these were all active in their imagination as they were viewing the coast. There are views of Mount Erebus, the southernmost active volcano, which overlooks the hut. And also there are two images of the chief scientist, Alexander Stevens, who was a Scottish geologist on the ship. And that's rather poignant because the diaries, as I read them, I realized that there was a growing friendship between the chief photographer, the official photographer, Arnold Spencer Smith, and Stevens. So he snapped two photos of his friend on the deck.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ira Flatto, and this is Science Friday from PRI. Talking with Kelly Tyler Lewis, author of the book The Lost Men, the harrowing saga of Shackleton's Ross Sea Party. And this is, you know, do we know who took those photos? It's that they're 100 years old.
There was one official photographer, Arnold Spencer Smith, and I've found notes in the diaries that other men had pocket cameras, and I've seen some pocket camera photographs. But I would tend to think that this was Spencer Smith, because it was cellulose nitrate sheet negative, and I think the pocket cameras tended to have roll film in them. So the nature of the film seems to indicate that it was official photography.
So wrap up the saga. How did it end? What were the last few weeks, months like? What happened? How did our players all get together?
So as the men were struggling for existence, they eking out an existence in McMurdo Sound, two of them died venturing out on the sea ice. It blew out in a storm and they were presumed drowned. They were ailing from the exposure to the cold and also malnutrition. A 20-year-old on the expedition actually had symptoms of a heart attack. And then one day someone was outside the hut and just suddenly said, "Ship ho." And there was the Aurora sailing back into McMurdo Sound under the command of John King Davis. But Ernest Shackleton was by his side on the rescue expedition.
And then the photos, why did they not take the photos back with them? Why were they still left in the hut?
I'm not sure why those photos were left behind. They spent a period of time in the huts, and they were recovering all the official records and scientific data of the expedition, and they actually took motion picture film and some other photographs and took them back with them. And those were actually stored and didn't come to light until 2002 at the Scott Polar, and they were put in trust at the Scott Polar Research Institute in Cambridge, England. But it's a mystery as to why these didn't make it back to Britain with the other photographs.
Could there be other ones still around?
It's possible. It's possible. I think the one thing that this story has taught me is that history is never engraved in stone. When I started my research in the 90s, I was told by archivists that only three diaries and logs existed that were known. And in the process of my research, I found 16 diaries and logs, dozens of photographs that wasn't known to exist. And so here... my book was not the last word, and there is this stunning new find by the New Zealand Antarctic Heritage Trust.
Of these, these negatives. So 100 years ago today, Shackleton was out looking for money for his expedition. They were getting ready. They were thinking about doing all of this 100 years ago.
He announced the expedition in a letter to the editor of the newspaper in the last days of December of 1913, and in 1914, he was a national hero. So he went to the theater on New Year's Eve, 1913, and the minute he was spotted, the whole theater stood up and gave him a standing ovation and sang for "He's a Jolly Good Fellow." And instantly, envelopes of cash and change and thousands of applications to join the expedition poured in. And the ball was rolling, and they were just running pell-mell to try to organize the expedition and depart in the fall of 1914.
It is one of the great stories of all exploration, all of Shackleton's adventures. Your book, The Lost Men, The Harrowing Saga of Shackleton's Ross Sea Party, still out? Still available for us to
see? Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah?
Yes, indeed, yes.
And you can see the Ross Sea Party's restored photos. The pictures are on our website. If you go to sciencefriday.com/Antarctic photos, they're there for you. Thank you very much for taking time to talk with us. You know, Antarctica is one of my favorite places because I was there many years ago, and it's just exciting. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Ira.
Kelly Tyler Lewis, again, author of The Lost Men, The Harrowing Saga of Shackleton's Ross Sea Party.